This year's One Maryland, One Book, All American Boys, tells the powerful story of two high school boys, one white and one black, brought together by injustice. One of the protagonists, Rashad, is a budding artist whose work is influenced by the renowned painter Aaron Douglas. Rena Hoisington, senior curator of prints, drawings, and photographs at the Baltimore Museum of Art, tells us more about Douglas's life and work.
Aaron Douglas, who lived from 1899 to 1979, was a pioneering African-American artist whose style contains a multitude of influences: Art Deco and Cubism, African and Egyptian art, spirituals, and jazz. Hailing from Topeka, Kansas, with a fine arts degree from the University of Nebraska, Douglas made his way to New York in 1925. There he fell in with the artists, poets, and musicians of the Harlem Renaissance, designing jacket covers and illustrations for publications by the likes of James Weldon Johnson and his good friend and fellow Kansan, Langston Hughes. Douglas's arresting work led to mural painting, first for private and then for public spaces. In 1934, Douglas received a commission, the most important of his career, from the Public Works of Art Project, a new federal program. He was commissioned to paint a mural cycle for the 135th Street branch of the New York Public Library, now known as the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture. Douglas's four-part mural cycle, completed by the year's end, numbered among 1,400 murals depicting, quote, the American scene, that were created under this New Deal initiative for public spaces throughout the United States. Douglas embraced the challenge. Entitled Aspects of Negro Life, Douglas's four oil paintings depict an ambitious narrative of black progress, encompassing slavery, Reconstruction, the Great Migration, and the Depression, while contending with issues of black identity, the search for freedom, and the power of education. In 2004, the Baltimore Museum of Art acquired an extraordinary study for the second mural in this cycle, From Slavery Through Reconstruction. Although Douglas made several changes between this drawing and the final painting, a more complex composition with twice as many figures, the narrative arc of rising up from oppression and suffering remains the same. The frieze-like composition of silhouetted, stylized figures is bookended by scenes of horror and sadness. To the left are shackled, toiling slaves. To the right is a family grieving the loss of a loved one to lynching. These groups frame a scene of emancipatory struggle. At center left, we see a woman with broken shackles and a rifle in hand, none other than Harriet Tubman, conductor of the Underground Railroad. At center right marches a group of helmeted Union soldiers with bayonets over their shoulders, an allusion to the Massachusetts 54th Volunteer Infantry, one of the first African-American regiments. At the work's luminous center, a man stands holding a book and pointing to a mountaintop vision with the twin symbols of modernity, a skyscraper and a smoke-spewing factory. The entire composition is overlaid with an abstract pattern of translucent concentric circles, the centermost focusing the eye on the pointing man's confident stance and gesture. In his powerful treatment of historical, political, and racial themes, Douglas looked back in time and also cast his gaze at the Depression-era world around him. Some eight decades later, his work, giving visual form to the hardships and aspirations of African Americans, still speaks to us with its indelible passion and hope.
For the first time since 2006, this artwork is now on view at the BMA's American Wing Galleries. It can be seen through December. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.